Well, how you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good, good. So, yeah, I got the message from customer service that you wanted to reactivate your account.
Yes, I was just paying for my website to be active.
Okay. I have to double check and see because it says that that domain has expired. So we might have to build a brand new site. And if we have to build a brand new site, you know, there's obviously more fees involved. But let me check with that department and see what we can do about this one. Did you own vmlandimprovement.com? Or was that one that we purchased for you? Do you remember?
No, I think y'all did.
Okay. All right. So let me double check. I'll send that department a message. Okay, so I sent them the message. We'll see. We work on a GChat system throughout the office, so typically they will get back to me within, you know, 90 seconds to 2 minutes. If they don't get back to me, then I'll just call you back as soon as I hear from them. Let me look at one more thing here. Okay, someone from the web development department said they're checking, so they're going to look into it real quick.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, of course, yeah. What made you want to reactivate the site now after all this time? It looks like a couple of months went by since it was up, huh?
Oh, I guess I didn't know.
Oh, really? Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't use the website for anything. I just need to have it in case anyone looks it up.
Yeah. Yeah, because it looks like it had canceled back in June of 2024. So it's been over a year, but sometimes they'll leave it up as a courtesy until the domain expires and just keep that orange banner on it that says, you know, the information here is no longer being updated, which is just a friendly reminder to you, you know, that the payment's not going through. But yeah, I don't know how long it's been since it's actually been down. So, is business pretty consistent right now, or has that dipped down a little bit as a result, or?
Not as a result. It has nothing to do with that.
Good, good. Okay.
My website doesn't do anything for me. I use
Home Advisor. Than just. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And that works pretty well for you?
It's the only thing that works. It's the only thing that I have.
So. Yeah. I see why you want to reactivate the site now, because I had a guy call me the other day and he said, you know, I'm having a lead come through my site, but I can't open it. Can you open it for me? And I told him, okay. And when I opened it, it said, we want to hire you. He was a contractor, but they said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he said, that's so strange because that lead was an Angie lead. He's like, it didn't come to me through Google, and he was just a little bit puzzled by it. And I told him, well, guess what the client did after you went out and you bid on that work? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and nice things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So I see why, you know, you want to have the site up and running again. So... but she says she's checking. She hasn't gotten back to me yet. Do you want me to just have her figure it out, and then I can call you as soon as she gives me the answer?
No worries. Okay, sure, whatever you think.
Okay. Yeah, you got it. I'll call you. I mean, I would think it's going to be, you know, within the hour, but as soon as I hear from her, I'll definitely reach out to you, okay?
Thanks, Tina.
All right, you're welcome. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay, bye-bye.